Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you and about you. Those that work so hard for your money, and you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom, cash flow, and prosperity today. Not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, to live that life that you love with those that you love doing what you love. But most importantly, guys, about living a life of purpose and meaning, because as you are blessed financially, you can create greater impact in the lives of others. And guys, I appreciate you allowing me to create a ripple effect for you and your lives. I love the fact you guys have been binging and sharing and following and really implementing the things that we talk about in this show. So thank you so much for doing that. As a reminder, if you guys say, hey, I'm in a place, I've got money sitting around, it's burning a hole in my pocket. How do we get to create passive income now so I work because I want to, not because I have to? Hey, check out our website, moneyripples.com. You can go to the contact us page to get some more information. So check it out. Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cash Flow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cash Flow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out. All right, guys. So I have a legend here on our show today. And I know, Ron, you hear that all the time. You hear that you're a legend, but it's true, right? But I've got Ron LeGrand here. So for those of you that may not know who Ron is, if you've been around real estate a long time, you probably know. If you've been around the block, you probably know who Ron is. But for those that don't, he's a nationally recognized real estate expert and trainer with about 40 years of experience in both residential and commercial properties. Also with a specialty of expertise in hard money lending, brokering, and doing those kind of things. He's personally bought and sold over 3,500 single family homes and over $300 million in commercial properties with his students that he has all over America. He's a sought after speaker. He has spoken to huge audiences around the country. He even spoken with people like Donald Trump, Kiyosaki, Rudy Giuliani, Tony Robbins, Larry King, and so on. And for the last 33 years, he's also been helping thousands of ordinary people take back their lives and create financial freedom by using his systems of success for these real estate investors. Today, he's considered the country's leading expert, is often referred to many as the Papa. I'd also say the big money Papa is probably a nice way to say it too. So anyways, Ron, how are you doing today?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me on. You read that pretty good.
I try to read sometimes, although my eyes jump around, so I just have to go off memory most of the time. So anyways, Ron, like, give us more of your background. Like, what even got you down this path in the first place of real estate investing?
Hunger. And it started in 1982 when I attended my first seminar. I was a mechanic and also running a service station in the hot Florida sun. That was back in the days when we were actually washing people's windows and checking under their hood.
Uh-huh.
I think we ought to bring that back.
That'd be great to have the first full service gas station again, huh?
So I had a hard time just making a living, and I had a chance to go to my first seminar on evening preview, and that got me into another two-day event that I had to borrow the money to get to, and that educated me on the fact that I actually could make money in real estate, even though I wasn't sure I believed it. But within 3 weeks, I did my first wholesale deal for $3,000, and that was a life changer for me. Immediately quit my job and just kept on doing it. But doing the wrong crap in the wrong area, in the wrong houses for a couple of years, and built over $1 million worth of equity in real estate, which wasn't hard. Yeah. Just made a big mess. Took me years to clean up that mess. And I just kept on going. I learned a lot about the business. And I started converting houses to cash flow, not just sticking tenants in there, because somebody told me I'd get rich if I did that. But they didn't tell me if I was going to live long enough to make that happen. Today, totally different world. I still buy houses on terms, but nice houses in nice neighborhoods. Then I put lease option tenant buyers in them. I get large multi-$1,000 non-refundable option deposits from them, and they do all the work as a condition of their option. It's a totally different business. And you're talking about creating residual income for your folks. One of the best ways to do it, because once you put that tenant buyer in there, you can forget about that house, because they're definitely going to pay the rent, because if they don't, they can afford that big multi-$1,000 non-refundable deposit. Get all the benefits of owning the real estate without having to have any of the grief like I had back in the old days.
Right. So you've been through a lot of like changes, right? I mean, well, a lot of people call them changes, but the thing is you've been through there, through it all, right? Like, it's like I've known for me in the last 20 years, being through several recessions has taught me a lot of lessons of things that I should and should not do and where I should focus. You're seeing the world now. You're seeing how people are, you know, we're getting back to that greed cycle again, or people are getting a little bit lazy and things like that. What would be your advice to people right now, especially with all the noise and the chatter going on?
I happen to have some. First of all, if I were you, I'd do everything I could to get out of personally guaranteed debt and stay out of personally guaranteed debt. In my world, we don't use our credit to buy houses. In fact, I create personal harm for folks and sometimes draw blood when they think they got to go down to the bank and guarantee debt to buy properties. That is the biggest mistake real estate investors make. You can buy all the property you want without using your credit and using very little, if any, of your own money. You just
right.
Just learn how, trust me. Cost that education is insignificant compared to what it'll pay you. And if you stay out of debt and you don't personally guarantee debt, then you're not a slave to the bank. Let's say another downturn comes, and we all know most certainly it must. This is the hottest market I've seen in my life, and there's no way it can keep going like this, just no way, regardless of who's in office. Or new, it's got to change. So good news is, the best thing can happen to us real estate investors is if the market turns around, goes back the other way. That creates tons of opportunity. Sellers want to sell, buyers need us to buy, because when I put tenant buyers in houses, they can't qualify for a loan, or they're not coming to me. They just go to a realtor and put up a down payment and go to the bank. So I put people in houses. 70% of the people looking to buy a house can't qualify for a house. So they don't even apply, a big chunk of them. I read an article, 32% of people get turned down after they apply. I know at least another 40% don't apply because they know they're not going to get the loan.
Right.
Got a huge market out there that we tap into. So let's suppose I'm not guaranteeing the debt. That means I'm either taking it over subject to, or else I'm buying it with owner financing, most likely. Or in some cases, putting a private loan on it if I'm paying cash. But in my world of terms, we don't pay cash. I mean, come with the house, we create the terms, or we take over their debt, whatever.
Yes.
It gives us a product that we can just turn right back around and collect a $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 non-refundable deposit on without having to go renovate. So I deal in beautiful homes in beautiful neighborhoods. Now let's put tenant buyers in these houses and the market starts to turn. Okay, if I'm not personally guaranteeing debt, nothing's on my credit report, none of this shows on my credit report. I mean, I don't file an application to anybody for anything. I don't need anybody's permission. What's the worst can happen? Prices come back down. Well, the good news is, even when prices come down, tenants have to have a place to live. In fact,
prices
go up in a market like that. So all you have to do is continue holding on. Nobody's coming after you because you can't, because you're personally guaranteeing any debt or anything. So not guaranteeing debt is the big safety factor against another downturn. I'd get out of all the personally guaranteed debt that you can, or personally, I'd shoot for all of it, including your home, and then go buy, if you want to buy another home, buy it right. Don't go to the bank and get it, because I'm telling you, we buy $500,000, $1 million houses all the time, and it will shock you, Chris, to see how many of them we buy with nothing down by time-tested and proven script years. I mean, frankly, anybody coming into my world is going to get shocked things that are actually going on out there in our market with my thousands and thousands of students all over the country. That was a long answer to a short question, wasn't it?
No, it's great, because it is intriguing, because many times, especially if you're an investor trying to fund your own deals and you're trying to use the bank, you're putting at least 20, 25% down. You're coming out with your own cash, which is a risk to you. That's your cash out of pocket. Plus you're still guaranteed having to guarantee that loan too. What you're talking about is buying on terms, which you get to name the terms, you get to control those more and keep more cash in your pocket, right?
As fate would have it, I have in front of me a property information sheet that I just got yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Our virtual assistants called this seller. The student sent in the seller's phone number and name. Virtual assistants filled this out for our students. We do about 30 of these a month. And then I had one of my people call to make the closing call, which was only really three questions. And here's a summation of that call on this particular deal.
Yeah.
They got a $350,000 townhouse, three bedroom, three bath townhouse, 1,600 square feet, two car attached garage, practically new, and they'll sell it for $350,000, but they want nothing down. See right there? Nothing down, zero down, $1,600 a month plus $207 a month association dues. So somebody could walk in, buy this property, buy it with owner financing, buy land trust like I teach, no personal guarantee, and nothing down, but yeah, it'll take about $3,000 in closing costs to actually buy this property. And this is a good example. They're flexible on the number of years. And I can tell you, we'd go for however many years are left on the mortgage. That's how long I'd want to structure this thing.
Yeah.
So that's a perfect example. Now this is the minority, not the majority.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the people want cash today, understandably. But there's a market for terms in every state, all across the union, always has been, always will be, even in this extremely hot market.
Yeah.
Every time we do an event, we do these deals live in front of the students while they watch with their leads.
I think it's amazing is that right now you think this is the hottest market for people to want to get cash for their offer, right? They want to sell for the high price, but be able to use those terms in a way that still, even now, you're selling like there's still plenty of opportunity.
Let me point out to you, I didn't make any offer here. My team didn't make any offer. The seller made the offer to us. Questions, and they gave us the answer.
I love it. That's great. So what are other things that you're seeing people that are big mistakes right now? Like as you're seeing other, like whether they're wholesaling, whether they're flippers, or they're just doing notes or whatever it might be. What do you see as some of the big mistakes out there right now?
Might write a book on that sometime.
You probably could.
Actually, I do have about an hour lesson on that. The first big mistake is the personally guaranteed debt. That's an absolute no. In fact, I hope when you come into this business, your credit score is about a minus 700, then I know you won't be going down and making that big mistake.
Yeah.
Another mistake is that people try to do everything themselves. They refuse to get help. They're listening to the wrong people who are not qualified and give them stupid advice. And team stealers take their career away from them by feeding them full of garbage. By the way, listeners, make note of this. Broke people are not qualified to help you get rich. You should not listen to a damn thing they say. Absolutely. The whole world is full of crap. Write that one down. I got to don't believe any of that junk. They have no idea what they're talking about. So listening to the wrong people is a big mistake. Not getting help. Today, we're so automated. I've never seen a time that we've ever been more automated because there's literally almost nothing to do. I mean, let's just take this one right here. I didn't call this seller. I didn't even make the closing call, okay? Mm-hmm. I could go out to the house if I want and get the contract, but in my case, I send somebody else out there to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about it, what good am I? What have I done? I've done nothing except, well, okay, we'll take the deal. And by the way, it's worth about what they're asking. I'm paying almost the price for this house. We're going to get it down a little, but not much. I looked up the comps and all right, now let's say I get a contract. I'm going to put it on the market on a lease purchase, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about finding buyers. It's about picking the one with the most money because they're coming in droves. I'm catering to that 70% that can't qualify.
Right.
A chance to get in the house even if they can't go to the bank. And some of them got big chunks of money. So,
yeah, that's right.
So anyway, not getting out of your own way is a big mistake, especially as men make. We have that testosterone thing going, you know, and it's working perfectly. It must be fixed, right? Mm-hmm. You're a man, you know.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's a check, you know.
And you mentioned wholesalers. Look, I started wholesaling. I've wholesaled over 1,000 houses. There's nothing wrong with wholesaling, but I look at it like it should be a bonus, not a business. Mm-hmm. Because there's several big problems with wholesaling. Okay, it's quick, easy money. Number one is short-term capital gains, which means Uncle Sam's getting a great big chunk of your revenue. Number two, there is no residual income.
Mm-hmm.
There are appreciation. There is no depreciation. There is no pay down. There is no future. You get a check and you got to keep churning and burning. And when your income quits, unlike the pretty house business, we set it and forget it, set it up once, keep churning income, depreciation, debt pay down. Many of our buyers forfeit their deposit because they decide to move. It's non-refundable. Mm-hmm. So income after income after income. And here's one, write this one down, folks. The longer you own the house, the more money you will make. No exceptions. So there's so many benefits in that side of the business that you're not going to get wholesaling and rehabbing. But I know it's so simple to wholesale a house. I mean, an idiot could wholesale a house. And some are. But an easy break in into the business. But we got to look beyond that. And I mean, I love these wholesalers, but I look at them and I've got to ask, gosh, what if you'd have just maybe kept maybe half the houses you've wholesaled? What would your statement and your income look like today? Instead of just being flip.
Absolutely. Yeah, I actually did a show recently where we talked about transactional wealth versus passive wealth, right? Where so many people are saying, hey, I make millions in my real estate business. Yeah, but what do you keep? You know, what are you able to have? Or you have to keep hunting for that deal versus passive where it keeps coming in, right?
Right. I like passive.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like income streams as well. I want multiple income streams. I'm always looking for one. And that could be outside real estate as well as inside real estate. And I would save my bacon a couple of times.
Yeah.
Especially the 08 crash. I got hit me pretty hard, the 08 crash, because I had 32 different commercial projects and developments going on in 9 different states simultaneously with student partners. And then the bottom just fell out and there was no exit strategy for any of it.
So,
I'm still fighting that one right up to the day here, 10, 11 years later. But we got through it okay.
Yeah.
I was smart enough to protect myself prior to that happening. And it didn't stop me from making money, because my whole world didn't revolve around one way to make money.
Mm-hmm. Fortunately. Absolutely. You have to have those multiple revenue streams and income streams coming in. What do you feel? Let's go back to 2008. I mean, obviously that's a painful memory for both of us, right?
I needed Tums to go back to 2008.
you said it's kind of save your bacon having those multiple streams, but you know, what was it that you felt really was a big lesson from that recession? Because I know every recession is different. There's always a different lesson I've noticed comes from each recession.
The only real problem, the biggest problem was just timing sucked.
Yeah.
I mean, who would know that we were going to have such a major recession? Of course, there's a lot of people that know now, but didn't know then. Mm-hmm. And my biggest problem was I had about $50 million worth of personally guaranteed debt.
Mm.
In other words, it not only cost the projects, but it came back on me, credit for a long time. So without that guaranteed debt, I wouldn't have to fight off those credits. I would lose the projects regardless, because there was no exit strategy.
Yeah.
It wasn't that the money dried up. It's that the whole industry changed. I had 5 subdivisions, Chris, ready to build houses on. 5 of them already done. Mm-hmm. Nobody was building houses. It just all crashed and it stopped. Geez, I had approvals for fractionals and hotel and retail and all works, but nobody was there to buy them. And that was true for years and years and years thereafter. So, I just came to the conclusion. I tried to save all that stuff, wasted a lot of money making payments on dead holes that weren't going to go anywhere. But anyway, I learned a lot of lessons from it, but the biggest one was I am never going to be personally guaranteeing debt again the rest of my life. That I can promise you.
So on deals like that nowadays, what do you do instead?
We learned to buy without personally guaranteeing debt. Let me just give you, I just purchased a 57-acre project in Michigan with a student 2 days ago. And it was a $650,000 purchase with $50,000 down. Mm-hmm. Owner financing, no personal guarantee. We're going to develop that project. That project's going to make us several million dollars. We're just going to develop the horizontal and sell it to the builders who are aching for lots right now all over the country. On houses, I mean, buy them all day long without guaranteeing debt. And again, with a lot of them, with nothing down. It shows you one example. So we don't go to bank. We don't need to borrow money. There's no reason to guarantee any debt. And we'll never guarantee debt to sellers because we buy in entities. So it's a whole different world. You know, I always tell everybody, when you put yourself in a position to where you can't lose, it's difficult to lose.
Uh-huh.
So when you're not writing big checks and you don't guarantee debt, you don't make promises you can't keep, and you use attorneys to close everything so you have proper documents and you know you're legal, you can run your whole business and not go to bed and worry about what's going to happen. Worst that can happen is you can lose a house that you got for free and have already made money on.
Right. Well, that's the key, is that you're not getting the debt in your personal name. You're doing it through like the LLC or through your own entities, and therefore has a protection, especially when you keep that corporate veil separate, right?
Yes, which I also teach.
Awesome. Speaking of which, tell us more about what you teach with your program.
Well, I teach the terms business. That's what I teach mostly. But I teach, if it's real estate, I teach it. I have a commercial boot camp that I do.
Mm-hmm.
Residential boot camp once a month. It's a 4-day event that I still personally teach.
Yeah.
I do business management. I occasionally do separate events on a one-time subject. And we do 3-day summits, we call them, several times a year. And that's pretty much all I do anymore is teach, because my business is running without me, and there's some very qualified people there that have been there for a long time. So I don't have anything to do. Look at my backdrop here. I'm sitting at my home in my office. So are you, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. I am, yeah.
Okay. I mean, who would have thunk? I mean, we're running our whole business virtually, but I still do live. I mean, I want to get into those live rooms with those human beings, because
yeah.
Totally different world with sitting here looking at this computer, creating relationships and meeting people and so forth. So we're still doing those as well as the virtuals.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. That's one thing I love. Yeah. And I know you experienced this. You've already experienced this, right? People might ask you like, well, wait, it's been 39 years, right? You've been doing this for so long. You don't have to keep teaching. Why do you keep doing it? You know, and I'm sure you might have a similar answer to me, but I want to hear what your response is.
Well, I get asked that question sometimes. And my answer is, what is it that you would have me do? Go play golf? I can't see where my ball lands. And I can't see beautiful shots. Go fishing? I just came back from Alaska. Took my whole company to Alaska for 3 days to fish.
Yeah.
So here's something that some people who have not got to the point in their life where they don't have to work don't understand. And that is that everybody needs something to look forward to. And when you are building your entire life, that's what you get up and look forward to. So I'm not going to ever stop working.
Mm-hmm.
All that play and stuff bores the tears out of me. And so I'm going to keep working, and I keep teaching because I love to teach. I mean, what better thing to do than help people control and change their lives and get rid of the jobs and the crappy businesses they're in. And I still enjoy it. As long as I enjoy it, I'll do it. When I quit enjoying it, I won't do it anymore.
But yeah.
This is my 75th year on this planet, and you know, I hope I can do it for 30 more years.
Yeah, would love that.
Yeah, maybe. Sure. I'll come out in my walking stick and my wheelchair. And
just glide along like the Jetsons back in the day, right? Yeah, it's true. I think I have a similar passion to you. I always want to teach. And the times I did try to retire, I tried to quit. It was the most depressing times of my life, you know, when I didn't have that purpose.
Yeah, you're right. You know what I do right now? I'm playing around with classic cars at my home, my workshop out back. So I got a whole bunch of classic cars. I mean, old 55. I got one that's a 46 model. And we got one out there we're rebuilding right now. Just for me to have something to do that, you know, I don't have to do it, but it's kind of fun for me to do. I like old cars.
I love it. Well, Ron, this is great. Obviously, if our listeners want to be able to find a way to follow you, or even to be able to look up your courses and see what you offer, what would be the best way they can do that?
Well, do you have a link that you want to run them through? I mean, I can run them right.
Actually, that's true. I could actually just put the link in the show notes here. Yeah, I did get a link from your team here.
That'll take them to a 1-hour online training that I did on the terms business, where I take step by step on how we do this terms business. Find them, how to make offers, got my scripts and everything right there within it. So if you're interested in actually learning the way we do business, and so many thousands of my students do business to this very day, then go to that link and watch that, and then you'll see what I'm all about. And there is a course for sale at the end of it. I mean, we actually charge money, Chris, educating people.
Weird.
in case you didn't know that. But it isn't much, and there's a great deal on there as well. And it comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So don't worry about what the thing costs. Just go get it. And I promise you, it'll change the way you think about real estate. And that's, you know, we can't help anybody without changing their thinking. You got to change thinking about real estate, because all these misconceptions they got are just totally unreal. And change your thinking about what they're worthy of making. I know you see this with a lot of folks that you've come across. They don't think they're worth making a lot of money. They made a lot of money all my life. Well, you know, I don't think I deserve to make a lot of money. Well, I'll tell you right now, we'll fix that real quick. Mm-hmm. With that first check. Okay. And the minimum, I want anybody who makes 20 grand on a single family house deal.
Yeah, exactly. Well, great. We'll be sure to include that in the show notes, whether they're watching YouTube or they're listening to us on the podcast here. We'll make sure that's there. But such a great value add. I really appreciate you offering that. I mean, 1 hour of great content, learn how to basically do this with no money down, which used to be a thing of the past, but now it's back in the present again.
It never has been a thing of the past, just the most. I'm so old. I'm back in the beginning. You know, all my teachers are all pretty much dead now. So money down has always been part of my career path.
It's always part of the option. It just got more creative.
We don't get everything with nothing down. I don't want to give anybody the wrong impression, but if we buy them on owner financing, it's a small down, or we're not going to buy them.
And that just means your ROI goes up.
So. We buy the minority, not the majority, especially in this hot market. You know, most people want cash for their houses, but there's still a ton of them that are glad. Look, I just showed you one. Mm-hmm. I don't know why terms, but it doesn't matter. They already said they'll take them. I'll ask them why I'm going to buy.
Exactly. Well, Ron, I really appreciate your time again. And everybody, go check that out. Like I said, the link will be in the show notes here. You know, get that free information, especially if you're looking to create something better. If you want to accelerate your progress in what you're trying to do with real estate, not just being a passive investor, but even being an active investor, definitely check that out. So, Ron, again, appreciate your time. And everybody else, make it a wonderful and prosperous week. And we'll see you later.
Thank you.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.